Tune in, listen up, and let's grow together. Because you're listening to The Sprout on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon.
Hello. Welcome back to CJSF 90.1. You're listening to The Sprouts. Although in this case, The Sprout, because it's just me, Bruno. I'm hosting this week. I hope you had a wonderful break. If you have a break, I think people take breaks. I think people should take breaks. Anyway, I know I had a pretty average time off from school. I'm in high school, so it's definitely needed, especially as people start thinking about their future more and start, throwing on those expectations of where are you gonna go to college? What are your plans? What's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? What's your 15-year plan? Why does it have to be in intervals of 5? All really important questions to ask. Today, I'm going to be going over some of my musical highlights, I guess, and talking about them a little bit and what they actually mean to me in regards to my sense of self, I guess. Although that feels a bit oversimplified. Anyway. We'll get to those in a bit, but I wanted to start off with a song called A Barnyard Bop by For Your Red off of Yarn the Hours Away. I think it's really fun. Take a listen.
Save her marbled vermilion, feigned vengeance. Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Ahora sí, pásame el tequila.
A mí se entregará una mano.
¿Quién presta la casa para seguir el rebel?
Welcome back. Those last three tracks that you just listened to were A Barnyard Bop by Foyer Red off of Yam the Hours Away, Cold Summer by Jay Abrem off of Stay Tender, and Una Mañana by Café Tacuba off of their MTV Unplugged album. That last song in particular is one that's very important to me. It's a song that I started listening to mostly through my parents. Café Tacuba is a very large band. Is a very important band in the world of Latin American rock, specifically Mexican rock, because of their union of Mexican folk and traditional rock conventions. You can't necessarily hear that influence in this particular album because this is their acoustic unplugged album with a lot more jazzy and Latin American instrumentation, right? Especially in this song. This song, Una Mañana, is a cover of a very, very famous pop artist by the name of José José. And that José José, that this song in its original form sounds very, you know, mid-century pop, very dreamy, large orchestration and that kind of thing. But the way that mid-century pop tends to go is it tends to end up being a little bit jazzy, the way it happened here with Café Tacuba. So what ends up happening is that kind of like natural jazziness of mid-century pop ends up having this this distinctly Latin American flair with the percussion and the bass and that kind of thing. It's very it's a very unique sound. I always compare Café Tacuba to almost the Nirvana of Latin American rock because of the how revolutionary they were, right? Because before in Mexico, you were either doing a rock band that was distinctly in line with other, I don't know, punk bands at the time, or you were doing something like this. This song, I remember when I first started high school, I would walk out of my door and I had these like call office State Farm headphones with the little like antenna microphone that I just kind of had up the entire time, and I would listen to the song as I kind of looked out at the sun. And I remember, like, the song is a very optimistic song, una mañana linda, talking about just a very beautiful morning. I remember doing my best to feel that and doing my best to connect with the lyrics of the song because I was going to a new school. I had just moved from an entire I had moved in from many different places. I finally began to settle down here in Canada, and this song, it represented almost a fresh start to me, and that's something that is very special now. And although I don't listen to it a lot, I hope that I can share that kind of optimism with you. These next two songs are I'll Be Here in the Morning by Jason Molina, which is a Townes Van Zandt cover, and Amor de Primavera by an artist that goes by the name of Tanguito. Take a listen.
For a while. There's lots of things along the road that I'd surely like to see. I'd like to lean into the wind and tell myself I'm free. But your softest whisper's louder than the highway's call to me. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Can't compare to your bluely dancing eyes and your yellow shining hair. But I can never hit the open road and leave you lying there. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. And lay your head back, ease of love, and close your crying. Laying with you when the sun comes on the rise. Be with you as long as the cuckoo wails and the lonesome blue jay cries. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while.
Hello, welcome back. That was, those last two tracks were Amor de Primavera by an artist called Tanguito. And I'll Be Here in the Morning by Jason Molina. So that first song, I'll Be Here in the Morning by Jason Molina, is another song that's very important to me. My sister showed me. I've expressed a lot of love for Jason Molina and Magnolia Electric Company before. I think this song especially is what kind of got me into him, or introduced me to the music that he made. Specifically, the lyrical content of the narrator, I guess you could say, kind of depicts finally being able to stay somewhere after kind of this the way that the narrator interacts with the listener, or the way that they say things, makes it seem like they've been moving around a lot, like they've been traveling for a long time, and that they're finally being able to stay somewhere. And that song was very important to me for a while, because I was someone who moved around a lot, starting when I was 11, lived in California, Mexico for a while, and then in Saskatchewan, finally here, starting in grade 9. But regardless of that point, it felt like kind of a goal for me to get to. It felt like I was being, it felt like my hopes were being validated and heard, in that I just wanted to stay somewhere. I wanted structure. I wanted to have friends that I knew I would see for more than a few months. I wanted to have that kind of like assurance of a deeper connection with people that I felt a little bit robbed of because of all the moving around I'd done. And that's what that song means to me still. I think the way that we interact with music that got us through a lot of really important things is very much with a demeanor of a lot of people tend to have soft spots for that kind of music, even if they don't necessarily listen to that kind of genre anymore, or that artist that much. I feel like when you listen to the music that was so important to you when you were like in your formative years, I guess you could say, it becomes kind of a part of you in some way, and you see yourself in it a lot of the time. And sometimes that's uncomfortable, to see yourself in a piece of art, because it's so vulnerable and it's so raw, and it reminds you of maybe a time that you weren't someone that you enjoyed being, and that kind of sucks. I know that personally I struggled for a long time to listen to Adele, for example, because of how emotionally raw it was. And I recognize it as what it is now, which is just, it's just big feelings and they're scary. But regardless of that, I think it's really important to go back and to observe the music that had a really big impact on you. Even if it's a little uncomfortable and a little cringy to look at. That second song, by Tanguito, Amor de Primavera, is a song that I found honestly pretty randomly. One day, I think maybe last summer. And the first time I listened to it, I remember I started crying because of how direct it was lyrically. Amor de Primavera, it's a springtime love, right? I think the fact that it's in Spanish, it's which tends to be a very flowery language. It's a romantic language, so it's kind of designed to sound good. But I connected with it a lot. I've, in a way that is less so about the lyrical content and more so just about the way he sings and the way he plays the guitar. It's two chords the whole time, and it feels like someone really just putting their heart out on a piece of music. I think that song means a lot to me in the way that I know that I want to write music, in the way that I know I'd like to connect with that kind of thing. to connect with myself through music. I think music can be a very powerful way to connect with yourself and to experience yourself maybe from a different angle. I know that's what it means to me. That song I'd like to be able to see myself in it one day. Unashamed, very genuine, not afraid to be vulnerable, not afraid to put my heart out, not afraid to write really flowery lyrics, which I avoided for a very long time. And I want to stop doing that, and I want to be more like that song, if that makes sense, but in my own way. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, this next song is a song I've played before on the show. It's Singada Mystic Queen, and I have a fun little story about that one. But yeah, take a listen.